Morning, and the new album is called Cartoon Darkness. That's Amyl and the Sniffers, and that's new music. They're on tour right now, actually. They are in Cleveland next week at the Agora Theater. Then they'll be in New York City, Philly, and Boston. Not coming to Pittsburgh, but you could boogie down to Silver Spring, Maryland on May 19th and see them. AmylandTheSniffers.com. I'm Jay Thurber, JayThurberShow.com. Also on Facebook, Mastodon, and Blue Sky at Jay Thurber Show. Broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKaysport on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio. The news is next. It's 1 o'clock.
Feature story news in Washington, I'm Jakuti Dave. Donald Trump has indicated he might reduce tariffs on China in comments made before the two sides embark on crucial trade talks in Switzerland this weekend. President Trump's latest remarks could signal a willingness to de-escalate. He wrote on social media that he thinks 80% tariffs on China seems right. It's a step down from 145%, but it's still a high figure. Ross Cullen has more on what's at stake in Geneva this weekend.
The US Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent and the Chinese Vice Premier He Lifeng are meeting in the Swiss city of Geneva. The Trump administration has so far imposed import taxes of up to 145% on China, and Beijing introduced tariffs of 125% on Washington, and the trade war is disrupting the global economy. Ahead of the talks, Scott Bessent said, quote, "I look forward to productive talks as we work towards rebalancing the international economic system towards better serving the interests of the United States."
The US and Israel have reportedly discussed a plan for Washington to take control of the Gaza Strip and lead a post-conflict administration indefinitely. According to Reuters, which has spoken to officials who are aware of the plan, Hamas and the Palestinian Authority would not be part of the leadership team. Nick Harper reports from Washington.
High-level consultations have reportedly taken place, with the possibility of creating a transitional government headed up by the United States. Reuters reports that this would last until Gaza is demilitarized and stabilized, and we're told that Hamas and the Palestinian Authority would not be part of this administration. The US would then be looking for an alternative Palestinian-led administration to take over, but there is no timeline on how long the US would remain in charge.
The New York Times says the Trump administration is close to relocating a first group of white South Africans to the U.S., even as virtually all other refugee programs grind to a halt. Trump has criticized a new South African law that allows for the seizure of private land, which is largely owned by the white minority, as an assault on their rights. Supporters of the law say it's a way to unwind the vestiges of apartheid when land was forcibly taken from black South Africans. Tony Waterman has more.
One of Donald Trump's first acts as president was to halt refugee relocation programs, but he made a small carve-out for white South Africans, known as Afrikaners, who he says face racial persecution. According to the New York Times, the first group of resettlers will be greeted at the Washington Dulles Airport by Trump officials as early as next week. It's unclear how big the first group will be, but according to the Times, the U.S. government had identified 100 Afrikaners who potentially could be approved, with a large focus on farmers.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
The Dick Cavett Show. With special guest star,
Jay Thurber.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Jay Thurber.
Thank you.
not around. She still can hear him say. She hears him say, "Brandy, you're a fine girl. What a good wife you would be.
Such a fine
wife. My life, my love, and my lady. Is the same. Brandy, you're a fine girl. What a good wife you would be.
Such a fine."
This portion of the program sponsored by Ernest and Julio Gallo. I'm Jay Thurber, 107, much more music time. Thank you so much for tuning in and spending a little bit of your Saturday afternoon here with me. 412-385-7450. 412-385-7450. Also on Facebook, Mastodon, and Blue Sky, taking requests at Jay Thurber Show. Now until 3 o'clock, here are the Doobie Brothers.
Jay Thurber.
Don't let them give you any of that flank steak bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Try the London broil.
Oh.
Yeah, pamper yourself.
They're really rocking in Boston and Pittsburgh, PA. Deep in the heart of Texas and round the Frisco Bay. All over St. Louis and down in New Orleans. All the cats gonna dance with Sweet Little 16. Sweet Little 16. She just got to have about a half a million. Famed autograph, her wallet filled with pictures. She gets them one by one, becomes so excited. Watch her look at her run.
At 116, much more music time, 63, Radio 9 degrees. We'll check your full-time forecast in less than 10 minutes. We'll have more new music coming your way, too, so stay tuned. And, of course, we'll check news again at 2 o'clock. These are the Rolling Stones on Radio 9.
I met a gentle ballroom queen in Memphis.
Tucker Brothers from, I believe, 1970, thereabouts, here on Radio 9. 1:22 Chime Time. New music from OK Go coming up after we take care of a couple of brief messages. Also check your full-time Radio 9 weather forecast. Hey there, keen teen. Did you know that if you are a college student, you can get hands-on experience with projects that align with your career aspirations and personal passions by applying for internships with the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania? The paid internship at state government offices offers more than just a resume boost. It's a chance to make a real impact in your community while learning from experienced professionals. Start your career with the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania today. Explore programs. Find out where your passion for public service can take you. To learn more about internship opportunities for both high school and college students, go to pa.gov. That's pa.gov. And that is a message from the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. You can also email statejobs@pa.gov. And if you would like a job on the railroad, blowing the whistle on the train, why, my goodness gracious, they have a lot of openings for you. So just drop by the CSX Railroad, knock on the door and say, hey, I'd like to blow the whistle on the train during Jay Thurber's show. And I'm sure they will find something for you to do between the hours of noon and 3 on Saturdays. Speaking of Saturdays, the recipe for smooth, relaxing, and easy is a little bit of friendly talk and plenty of beautiful music that everyone knows, but maybe you've never heard it quite this way. Join Eric O'Brien Saturdays from 3 until 5 for smooth, relaxing, and easy right here on the new sound of the Mon Valley, Tube City Online Radio, and 88.3 WRCT Freeform Radio from Carnegie Mellon University. The new schedule is out, by the way, for WRCT. WRCT.org. Click on the schedule link. Of course, WRCT is owned and operated by the students of Carnegie Mellon University. So when the university's on break, things change. There's different shows in different times. There's old shows in new times. There's new shows in old times. It's chaos. Dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria.
Is the sun gonna shine or will it rain? What's the weather gonna be this wonderful weekend with your radio?
Sunny this afternoon with a high of 76, clear overnight with a low of 47. Sunny on Sunday with a high of 80. Monday, chance of showers, partly sunny, high near 79. Showers likely Tuesday, mostly cloudy, high 73. Then on Wednesday, showers likely, mostly cloudy, with a high near 80. Right now, just ahead of much more music on the Jay Thurber Show. 65 in Washington County, 71 now in Beaver County, 67 in Butler, 66 outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport and street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland, where it's commencement weekend at Carnegie Mellon University. It's 69 degrees. With new music from OK Go. Say Go is called. And the Adjacent Possible, and that is new music from OK Go here on Radio 9. This is the Beach Boys. Take us to the bottom of the hour. Sound of the Beach Boys on Radio 9. I'm Jay Thurber, broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport on 88.3 WIRC-T Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. It's 1:32. Thanks so much for tuning in. These are the Beatles. 312-385-7450. Also on Facebook, Mastodon and Blue Sky, taking your requests at Jay Thurber Show. Here's the Lovin' Spoonful.
Do you believe in magic? In a young girl's heart, how the music can free her whenever it starts, and it's magic. If the music is groovy, it makes you feel happy like an old-time movie. I'll tell you about the magic and it'll free your soul, but it's like trying to tell a stranger about a rock and roll. Do you believe in magic? Don't bother to choose if it's just
always says, you may have the world at your feet, but that don't stop the corns from hurting.
And the Mighty Cravers here on Radio 9, and this is Bobby Blue Bland.
I pity the fool. I said, I pity the fool. Well, I pity the fool, yeah. I said,
Memories to everyone who is processing this weekend at Carnegie Mellon University, home of our flagship station, WRCT. It's commencement weekend there. So congratulations to everyone's graduating. I know that the 8 years that I spent as an undergrad were some of the happiest of my life. I'll be paying those college loans off any minute now. Yesterday, and this is what happens if you get an English degree from Carnegie Mellon, you become so wealthy that you have to pour your own cement. Yesterday, I had to pour cement. If you follow me on Mastodon or Blue Sky, I posted a picture. Neighbor came over. Now, we got a pallet of bags of cement yesterday from Lowe's, and out of 40, 50-pound sacks of cement, I used all but six. And so this is all day. I ended up throwing my pants away. It's not the first time I've had to throw a pair of pants away, believe me. But I ended up throwing my pants away because they were just covered in mud and cement. I tracked mud all over the house, all over the yard. It was an all-day project. And my neighbor came over, and he's watching me as I'm cleaning up. And I got the wheelbarrow full of cement, and I got the shovel, and I've got 30-some empty sacks of cement that I'm picking up and cleaning. And he stands there for a minute, and he looks at me, and he says, "So, what you doing? Pouring cement?" So I hit him with the shovel. Now I have to use the rest of the cement to bury him.
Cement makes it putty putty. Cement makes it putty putty. Cement makes it putty putty.
A bottle of oot, a bottle of goot, a bottle of scoot.
Cement makes it putty putty. Cement makes it putty putty. Cement makes it putty putty. Concrete, first you get some gravel, pour it in a mound, mix a mess of water, add cement and water,
see the Melaroonie come out.
Slut, 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 cement mix it, putty, putty, cement mix it, putty, putty, cement mix it, putty, putty.
Who wants a bucket of cement?
Get a humanities degree from Carnegie Mellon. I hope you enjoy manual labor.
Did you hear I finally graduated?
Yeah, and just a shade under a decade, too. All right.
You know, a lot of people go to college for 7 years.
I know. They're called doctors.
Condition red. Don't you come over tonight. Cause mommy and daddy don't approve of you and me getting too tight.
Why doesn't he get a haircut? Why doesn't he shave?
Good.
Memphis, Tennessee, a group called The Goodies. That song wasn't released. It escaped. That got all the way to number 46 on the Billboard charts back in 1967, one of many groups trying to imitate the success of the Shangri-Las. I'm Jay Thurber. I've been trying to imitate success for years. More music after these messages.
To protect her home and family in a disaster, Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Cardinal Robert Prevost, now Pope Leo XIV, is an American, currently Cardinal from Chicago, and is now the first American Pope in history.
You know Trump's going to try to claim credit for this. The tariffs are working. We're making our own popes now right here in America. We're going to reopen the Pope factories. And not only was Trump upstaged by a new pope, he was upstaged by a new pope who has amplified criticism of Trump's immigration policies on Twitter. In February, the new pope even responded to J.D. Vance using Catholicism to justify deportations by posting an article titled, J.D. Vance is Wrong. Man, J.D. Vance... You guys, J.D. Vance is 0 for 2 on popes. He Grim Reaper, the last one. He got dunked on by this one. That's how you know the new popes from Chicago. You know, the pope's supposed to love everyone, but even this guy's like, hey, J.D. can kiss my ass. Want to get that impression out before we definitely find out he doesn't sound like that.
Boss Gags of the Lido Shuffle. Sports is next.
Lido missed the boat that day. He left the shack. But that was all he missed. And he ain't coming back. He left to Sean Bar in a gin joint car. He made a stop. Just long enough to grab a handle off the top. Next
Yeah. unfortunately, are there songs about Leo? There are not that songs about any songs about popes. I don't think there's that many songs about people named Leo. If you can think of one, 412-385-7450 or on social media, Jay Thurber Show, if there's a song about popes or people named Leo or popes named Leo. Or if you are the Pope, if you're Pope Leo the 14th and you're listening right now, the Pope hotline is Dominiscus Vobiscum 5-6. No, it is... The Pope hotline is IVIIIII. Wait a minute. VIIIVVIIIVV. Oh, shoot. Well, there is no number zero in Roman numerals, so I don't know what you're going to do with that last digit.
You're fine.
Last night, 3-2. Gee, I guess it was the manager's fault all along. Rays over the Brewers, 4-3. Guardians over the Phillies, 6-0. And the White Sox over the Marlins by a score of 6-2. In the NBA Western Conference semifinals, the Denver Nuggets won Game 3 on Friday night. They beat the Oklahoma City Thunder 113-104. In the Eastern semifinals, it was the Cleveland Cavaliers over the Indiana Pacers 126-104. In NHL playoff action in the Eastern Conference, Brad Marchand scored on a deflected shot in overtime, and the Panthers beat the Maple Leafs 5-4 on Friday night. That cuts their deficit in the semifinal series to 2-1. And New Orleans Saints veteran starting quarterback Derek Carr has decided to retire because of a tear in his right shoulder and significant degenerative changes to his rotator cuff. The team announced that retirement today. Looking for sunny skies for the rest of the afternoon with a high of 76, clear overnight with a low of 47. Sunny on Sunday with a high of 80, chance of showers Monday, partly sunny, high of 79. And then on Tuesday, showers likely mostly cloudy and a high of 73. Right now, 67 in Washington County, 73 in Beaver County. It's 66 outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport. And street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland, 72 at WRCT. New music from Blue October is going to take us to news time.
Talks where we're following our democracy in historic times.
We cannot let what happened in 2020, what happened here in 2024, keep happening again and again. And I will continue to fight until my fight is done, and then I will continue to defend and uphold the Constitution after that.
North Carolina Supreme Court Justice Allison Riggs says democracy has prevailed in the last uncertified election from 2024. Following an unprecedented legal effort by her Republican challenger to toss more than 65,000 legally cast ballots, a federal judge has ordered the election be certified. Two recounts showed Riggs won her race by more than 700 votes. In Wisconsin, Democrats are asking their Supreme Court to throw out the state's congressional map. Just 1 month after an election gave liberals control of the court through 2028, a group of voters filed suit, claiming current district lines give Republicans an unfair advantage. But Waukesha County Circuit Court Judge Brad Schimmel, who lost that race, says Democrats are trying to game the system.
Where they fail at the ballot box when it's a legislative race, they can't get their policies through, so now their focus is, if you get the courts, now you can get the laws you want made by the courts, and that's wrong.
Although the state typically has an even partisan split, Republicans now hold 6 of 8 congressional seats there. President Donald Trump is withdrawing his nomination of interim U.S. Attorney Ed Martin for D.C. to take the job permanently. Martin's close association with a neo-Nazi and support for January 6th rioters lost him support in the Senate. Republican North Carolina Senator Tom Tillis says the Capitol riot is a red line.
Mr. Martin were being put forth as a U.S. attorney for any district except the district where January 6th happened, the protests happened. I'd probably support him, but not in this district.
Trump has now tapped Fox host and former judge Jeanine Pirro for the job. West Virginia is the latest state to tighten voter ID rules, eliminating several non-photo forms of identification which were previously accepted, including Social Security cards or utility bills. Signing the new law, Governor Patrick Morrissey says there have been 13 documented cases of voter fraud there since 2020.
Thankfully, though, we're a law and order state, and if you commit a crime, you are going to be held accountable. And that certainly includes crimes related to our elections.
Meanwhile, Indiana election officials are facing a federal lawsuit over a new state law which prevents students from using their college IDs to vote. And C-SPAN is asking the Supreme Court to allow cameras in the courtroom next week when justices hear oral arguments on birthright citizenship. The court has consolidated 3 cases challenging a Trump bid to end the constitutional right for nearly all children born on U.S. soil. I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
Judge Jeanine, what's the matter? Was Judge Judy busy?
Ladies and gentlemen, let's hear it. How do you feel? Ladies and gentlemen, the Network News Hour with Sybil the Soothsayer. Jan Webbing and his It's the Emma's Truth Department. Miss Mata Hari and her Skeletons in the Closet. Segment of Vox Populi. And starring the mad prophet of the airways,
Jay Thurber.
We heard hot stuff from Blue October. Reach back to 1979 for Donna Summer and Hot Stuff to get us started in the 2 o'clock hour.
Gotta have some hot stuff.
Barry Banker a call. Well, it ended abruptly. Radio 9 with Jay Thurber, 207, much more music time. Thank you so much for tuning in. 66 degrees right now, looking for a high in the mid-70s. We'll check your forecast here in about 15 minutes. Captain Jack just called. A really disturbing story in the news about Smokey Robinson. And Captain Jack said it kind of makes you sick to your stomach. Yeah, it really does. Like, you know, I guess nothing surprises me anymore, but... hate to hear something like that about Smokey Robinson. And kind of like the kid supposedly asked Shoeless Joe Jackson. You want to say it ain't so, Smokey.